That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, and I'm here with America's Headhunter, the one and only Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how in the world are you?
Doing good, Doug. How are you, sir?
Fantastic, man. It has been crazy busy here around the Summit office, man. We haven't had a chance to do a podcast in a hot minute because we've been so busy placing doctors.
It's been a while.
You know, I know that the market has, it always is evolving, but it seems like that there's been a lot of changes, particularly in what people are being reimbursed per RVU since the last time we did a podcast. Is that what you're seeing out there, Chuck?
Yeah, it's constantly going up. I mean, it's very competitive. I mean, the days are, people want to pay, groups want to pay around 40 for days, evenings, or anywhere from 50 to 60. And then, you've got 60 plus for overnights, the 7-on-14 off schedule. But it's continuing to go up. Just the look of things, it looks like it's going to probably go to where probably take another 18 months, but go up to maybe, we guess, kind of like $60 an RVU for the physicians, everybody's going to have to pay the same with the remote. I mean, it's just, probably about $5,000 a day for on-site IR. It's just, it's been going up for about 2.5 years and,
2.5 years straight. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a constant increase. And in my experience, it seems like the folks that are offering $40 per RVU for day shift are having a hard time signing people. And I know that's kind of the entry level of the market of where it's at right now.
Yeah, I would say that $44-$45 an RVU plus benefits is reality. I mean, and there is always the exception. There some job could be way better and some job be way worse. But the acceptance of radiologists looking for jobs, you'll hear things like, oh, that's a decent RVU, payout, $44, $45 plus benefits. Everybody's really getting detailed, very want to know how much is going to retirement, calculating, everything. A big thing is, the groups that are not paying for the tail or have an occurrence policy, right? That's a big deal. I've seen contracts, many turned down specifically for that reason.
That's the issue where they get hung up. And, I realize that sometimes people can only do what they do, but as we have seen over and over again for the last several years, a lot of these radiology groups are approaching the hospital and asking for additional stipends just so that they can even secure radiologists in this market that we're in right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everybody is awake now, I would say. Everybody knows what time it is. Everybody knows that they're going to have to do something instead of, to make it work. I mean, the volumes are still going up, supposedly AI. I mean, if AI comes in and does something, we'll see. I mean, it's already doing stuff, but, it's not like taking a chunk of the market out and eliminating the radiologists from it. Everybody's still involved and, it could make everything more efficient, but nothing, spectacular, just overwhelming has happened with AI. So, and actually the number of radiologists is dwindling, people retiring. I mean, they're not putting out as many as they always, as they used to. And, it's going to be good for the radiologists for sure.
I know that's right. I know that we've placed tons and tons of remote radiologists over the past several years, but we're seeing an upswing of the folks that are doing what it takes to get people on site now too. I know we got one of our clients that they're paying decent salaries And they actually told us, they said, hey, we want them to take time and build relationships. So we're not putting a RVU threshold on this opportunity. Now, obviously, regardless of what people say, if you're not producing very many RVUs, you're probably not going to have a job very long. But they're at least cognizant that there are other metrics to measure the quality of your work life with too.
Yeah, that pool of candidates is very small. I mean, it's very small. There could be a shift in the market to where, radiology has always been, radiologists and radiology groups have always been so resilient. It's like herding cats. They just do not make good hospital employees or want to be hospital employees. They want their independence, and they know they can have it. Personally, it hadn't really happened yet, but I'll just step out there and say, I think that the private radiology group is going to continue to be a thing, and it's going to continue to grow. It's just a, there just has to be a shift. Because these radiology groups, the reason I say that is not just because I want it to be that way, and I have a weird feeling, is because these radiology groups and the hospitals, now they're partnering together to make things work. They're getting the stipends. I mean, we say it like this: the radiology money is finding its way home. For many years, the hospital's been getting the technical component. And I mean, we don't know what every hospital does with or any hospital with their technical component, but I do know that directly or indirectly, they're having to dip into their pockets to help these groups, or they lose these groups. And I mean, you lose a radiology group today, the boots on the ground, then they're going to be doomed to teleradiology coverage only for a very long time. So
Which
we would.
there are people out there that, whether it's because they were not aware of the market or there was an unexpected shift, they find themselves in a position where they need not just a radiologist, but they need a full gamut of radiologists to step in. And if you are looking for an additional radiology group, we actually have some groups that have contracted with us to help find additional hospitals and imaging centers for them to cover. So I want to encourage you, if you have a need that is not being met, or if your current radiology group is having a hard time covering all of the shifts and you need additional help on top of that in a non-exclusive type situation, reach out to us. We would love to help you explore your options and just tell you a little bit more about what it could look like and help you paint a picture. You can reach us here at the office at any time at 817-483-4300. Chuck's extension is 101, mine is 103. And you can just talk to anybody that answers the phone and they'll be sure to get you pointed in the right direction. Chuck, I know I've seen a couple of hospitals that have made an interesting move recently in that they're not using the radiology groups to cover their interventional, and they are hiring interventional radiologists as employees of the hospital or independent of their radiology group. Any idea why they might be doing that?
Well, I mean, of course. I mean, it's just they're doing it because, I mean, they need the procedures done, but the thing is, the interventional radiologist, it's very common, and it's the norm for them to be able to get 5 grand a day, working 8 to 5 and not even taking the call, and which all that stuff has to be done in anyway. But I mean, they're paying out the nose for locums. And I mean, now I can see the interventional becoming employees of the hospital. I can see that, but not the general readers. But the interventional, the where what's happening now though is, if somebody is an employee of a hospital, they're if they're the if they had if they need four interventional people, I mean, they could pay them great. The issue is not money. They could pay them great, but Do they want to be up all night? Do they want to, be in the hospital every day? Are they getting to do 100%, IR? Are they having to read in between? I mean, because the interventional radiologists know they can get 5 grand a day, just doing locums,
Right.
maybe more than that. But I mean, and that's the, if those two specialties, the interventional and the general, completely separate, then you're going to have a different market because
Right.
hospitals are going to be able to, they're going to be able, they're going to be able to function with like a Telerad group. That's going to become very competitive. But right now, boots on the ground, it's crucial to the hospital. But if they can hire their own interventional people, but then is there enough people to do all the procedures in the country? I mean, I don't know. It's
So
the
maybe you are looking for a opportunity, an opportunity somewhere where you have family or you're looking for a boots on the ground opportunity. We have plenty of those as well. And if we don't have one that's actively looking, many of our clients would still want to talk to you too. So I would definitely encourage you to reach out. And as far as the remote radiology market goes, Chuck, I've seen that we have a lot more subspecialty exclusive remote gigs, like people that want to do 100% musculoskeletal or 100% neuro, are actually having more opportunities. And we've actually got a couple of remote radiology companies that have opportunities like that right now. What does the remote market look like on your side of the fence today, Chuck?
I would say 100%. 100% probably is reserved for academics. I would, there could be 100% weeks and 100% months, but I would say that the groups that I'm thinking about that can use somebody to do a majority of, let's say, MSK or neuro or body, I mean, that I would say 80, 90% of their specialty, but then they'd have to do, some other things, plain films, whatever. Just within their scope, not everything else, but just be able to do something. But yeah, that's becoming more, one of the really big needs is someone that can do like prostate MR, all these really high end, let's see, what is it? Second, third trimester ultrasound. A lot of people don't want to do those, either of those. But, and I don't know anybody that that's all they're doing is those two, but there's just so much work and so much volume that, people can't just say, hey, I'm going to, unless they're willing, unless they want to do academics or be paid less or whatever. I mean, it's just they have to, to keep all these hospitals going. I mean, we're starting to see backlogs. I mean,
Yep.
everybody heard the big backlog of, I don't know, it's probably been 3 to 6 months ago in Hawaii, 8,000 a day or something I heard. And, or I read that somewhere. And then, I just in conversations with the groups and, you're starting to hear, there's 1,000 backlog daily here and, that sort of thing. So, it's just gonna, everybody's going to kind of get familiar with this unless it changes. And then, I mean, everything's stat now, right now, everything they order, they may, the ERs and stuff may have to, have some sort of proceed, policy or procedure on, what they order and, when they're able to order and stuff like that, because there's just so much volume, coming out. And really, I mean, people are, the radiologists are still, still digging it. But when they comes to the end of their shift, they want to be done and go home. They don't want
Right.
to, cleaning up the list is kind of a natural, something that has to happen. But, if the list never ends, then, they got to come up with some other solution. Because, I mean, radiologists still, I mean, they want to make money and they want to, they want to have their time off, and the market right now is will give them all the above. It's just, which groups, which hospitals are going to cater to, what all the radiologists are looking for, And those are the ones that are going to, the ones that make the changes and pay more and give them, upgrade their equipment. I mean, everything matters now. I mean,
Yep.
we've been recruiting radiologists for so long, and I've never in my life had anybody, basically, want to know about the equipment and all that. I'm sure they had those conversations when they.
Or even turn down a good opportunity because they have a crappy PAC system.
Yeah, exactly. Or, I mean, and I had had a guy. The newer grads, they have special requests, man, and that's it's just the way they're trained, what they're trained, the equipment they're trained on, and all that. So, but the groups, there's going to be groups. I mean, I don't see this changing anytime soon, no matter. If they get AI to read all the plane films, I mean, which would be great if they could do that.
Well,
But
not that I'm an anti-technophile or anything like that, but I just I mean I don't think that we'll ever remove the human element completely.
no.
But I'll tell you this, Chuck, I know that in our last meeting we were talking about just some of the opportunities that have popped up recently, and we've got some really great opportunity. I know that we had one that popped up where there's a breast imager that can make seven figures actually working a decent schedule. We've got a New York State opportunity where folks can make close to seven figures. Is there any of the opportunities that you have recently been working or heard of that that you want to highlight here towards the end of the podcast today, Chuck?
Now, I don't want to highlight any particular opportunity, but what I would say is that, when it, remote really evens the playing field. And so, but all these groups are ready to tango now. They want to know what they have to do to get the people they have to get. Now, each group will have a different culture. You've got some groups that are like, hey, we're not RVU based, but we do have. This is our list size for the day, and we don't really push for there's some groups that are very productivity driven, and where it's remote person can make $1 million a year, but guess what? They're reading 85, 90 RVUs a shift, and it's constant, and so I would say that whatever somebody wants. And I'm not just being trite, but whatever somebody wants, we have.
Yep.
And there's another big issue, which is a lot of the groups are in states that people are concerned about the malpractice. Well, there's a lot of good things, even some of these, states that quote have not good malpractice history that they I don't want, I guess I say like Pennsylvania, some people are afraid of Pennsylvania, for good reason, but they there's a state program that actually helps with buffer, any sort of sort of malpractice claim or what have you. And so there's some things we can kind of share with them and talk to them about, but all these jobs are the same and everybody's ready to tango. And so we can, if there's a state or something that somebody wants to, look in specifically because you have a license or whatever, I mean, then after that, then it's just matching up the schedule, and the schedules, everybody's very flexible on the schedules. Part-time is not really that helpful to the groups. I mean, there's some groups that can take some part time, but then they pay. They're the ones that pay lower, and if they're gonna, somebody's gonna work for them 2 days a week or 3 days a week. I mean, I think that's merited to, to pay them lower than if they're working 3 weeks and 12 weekends and kind of doing what the partners do. But yeah, just contact us. We've we're every the most of the groups are up to up to what the market's doing, or at least they know what they need to do. And this is, a couple years ago we couldn't say that. We had some, I mean, the groups were just in the learning mode, but now they're you know, they want to do what they need to do to make things work.
You got to do what you got to do to make things happen. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to leave our listeners with on today's episode, Chuck?
No, I think that's good, man.
Hey, well, if you are in the market looking at practice opportunities, one of our associates would love to chat with you. Call 817-483-4300 and talk to anybody that answers the phone. Or you can see all of our latest jobs or candidate profiles on our website, www.hiresps.com. That's HIRESPS.com. This is Doug, and this is Chuck. Have a fantastic day.
Take care.